Oh, so we're about to get down.
Yeah. No, we don't have to get down. You just got an intro. Yeah.
Okay.
You watch enough TikTok and shit, you can do this.
Welcome to 50% Facts. This is Matt, and our question of the day is...
Okay.
What's your greatest life fear, Mikey?
Life fear?
Yeah.
Not
like snakes.
Yeah, I was going to say snakes.
Fear. Don't hit me with snakes. Like, actual fear.
I think it's a common theme, and I think I've grown a little bit beyond it. A lot of people's fear of failure would, this was me when I was younger a lot, and it's somewhere in between now, depending on the category we're talking about. But you will, I forgot who said it too. I heard an NBA guy still does this. I forgot who. But basically, you'll never go 100 and you'll always have like a back crutch in case you fail. So then you can justify why you may have not performed to 100. And I forgot if it was NBA or what, but it was some guy I heard would like go drinking or partying the night before. So then when they show up in the game and they're still like an all-star. Fuck, I forgot who it was. I was watching a podcast. And they're saying like, oh, because he played on the same team as him. He's like, yeah, he'd go out before every like big game. And so then like he'd show up and he'd still shit on everybody. But if he didn't shit on him, it's like I was out till 3 a.m.
Giving yourself an excuse.
Yeah.
What is it? Prepare like to underdeliver or something like that?
Maybe. It's more because it's all just with you. You're not telling the world this. And it's just always something in the back of your head. Like, oh, well, you know, I wasn't that great at powerlifting because I never loved it.
Mm.
You know, like shit like that. Like, oh, well, I never won IPF because like I didn't love it. I just like kind of liked it. And that part is true. But there's instances in my life that I've seen myself do that often. Like never go all the fuck in.
So your biggest fear is what?
Failure.
If you give it all, you fail.
Yeah, like truly not being good enough. Because like not being good enough at stuff you can always, right? Like it's clear why I'm not Ronnie Coleman, right? Like, you know, that stuff's easy. There's no moral battle there. There's no spiritual warfare going on. But when you do something and you fail and you truly gave it everything and you truly just suck, yeah, that scares me.
So like then that'd really just be like not being good enough.
Yeah. Oh, fear of failure. Truly being not good enough. Which is you can never like fully calculate, right? But yeah,
why is that? Just
why like can't that? You calculate? Oh
no, I was like, where did like come? Just cause?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Were you like that as a kid?
Yeah. No, mostly as a kid. I'm not like that. I mean, I just catch myself now, and as an adult, it's harder because you're spread so thin. So like those things will happen whether you want to or not, right? Mm-hmm. Like. You can't give 100% here because you got all these other responsibilities. Like that just naturally happens in life. But as a kid, yeah, like basketball was like that a little bit. Friendships, yeah, whatever it might be, I was always a little bit like that. Yeah, basketball is like the loudest and easiest one. That's like why I didn't go walk on at St. Mary's. That's why I didn't, you know, all that kind of shit. When I showed up, I still shit on them, but I would limit my opportunities. I got a private invite to Nike basketball camp, which is like top 300 kids in the whole nation. I didn't go. So scared I show up. Now I'm playing the big dogs. Now I'm going to get shit on. LeBron James going to probably be there. He wouldn't. But like Brandon Jennings, like real NBA cast. I'm like, all right, well, now I'm going to get exposed. You know, you Google me. I'm best in the nation. Number one point guard assist in the nation. Go to Nike camp at Stanford. Google don't count no more. 5'8 Italian kid again.
Did you Google me?
Yeah.
Did you Google?
I look sick on Google.
Hey, what you mean? Max preps always said you got to go up 3 inches, 5'11, 5'6.
No, I was 6 foot. I was 6 foot for preps? Sure on max preps.
Bro, max preps, my coach cranked me. He didn't tell me.
5'7.
No, brother, he put 5'9.
5'7's cranked.
Oh, my.
I walked, I saw it, and I said, someone sent it to me. They're like, bro, we know you're not 5'9.
That's not that crazy because you tried to convince me in CBS you're actually 5'7.
No, I said, I'm 5'6. I never said 5'7 in my life. I have never said 5'7 in my life. I have never said 5'7 in my life. Never ever said 5'7.
Not with the British bullshit.
Well, I said never said 5'7.
I'm really glad that cranking didn't mean what I was afraid it was going to mean.
Oh, yeah, coach cranking you. We got to call. We got to call Chris Hansen.
But I looked at that and I said, bro, at least make it believable.
Did you call Chris Hansen?
No, who the fuck is Chris Hansen?
That's the guy that handles your coach cranking you.
You don't know who Chris Hansen is?
What? Hansen. Yeah, CBS will call him for you.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Yeah, you need him.
Is that a bad idea?
No, Chris is probably a great guy.
Depends.
Hypothetically, I don't know.
Depends on what
Oh, someone's doing to you.
To Catch a Predator. Yeah. Was the name of the show. Is the name
oh,
of the
he's
show.
Catching the Predators?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's up, Chris?
Seabass, you got an answer?
Uh-huh. Probably the same thing.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, failing. Doesn't feel good. If you try hard enough, if you try really hard and you fail.
But that's your biggest fear, like, in life, is failing? Yeah.
Well, it's like no failure for me has ever like felt earth-shattering because I always left that cushion.
Mm.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It softens the blow.
But also, I mean, I think playing at a school, like playing baseball at a school that's trash, it's taught me how to fail a lot, though.
Yeah.
Because we would lose every single fucking
losing's
game.
Losing's hard, man.
Yeah.
Losing's hard. Winning's harder. Losing's hard, but winning's harder.
Yeah. So I think like failing at something that you try and something that you're supposed to be good at. So you're put like at a pedestal,
yeah,
and you try your fucking ass off and then you still fail. It just feels like shit.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Outside expectations change it a lot.
Jimbo, hit us with a new perspective.
My real one, I mean, obviously everybody's got a thing about not wanting to fail, and that's why there's a lot of influence or stuff around you have to fail in order to succeed, which is true to a certain extent. But I think really my worst one is like becoming incapacitated but not dying.
Mm. Oh,
that's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. But another one that... I had never really thought about before, but I was listening to this podcast when I was driving yesterday about this guy who was recruited to do undercover drug policing in the UK. And he did it for years and he was like apparently really, really good at it. He wasn't good at being a regular cop, but he was really, really good undercover for whatever reason. And then at some point, he realized that not only was the whole effort causing more harm than good, but he personally was causing harm in a really cynical way. And he said, I had to seek out vulnerable people and manipulate them to get on the inside of these sure. situations. Mm. And there was one guy that he actually really liked and liked him. And like the guy had a rough upbringing. And he said, after a while, he started to understand like why these people were on drugs. Cause they were trying to mute all the horrible things for going sure. on in their heads from their childhoods. And, they busted this whole gang that this one guy was involved with, and he ended up in suicide watch in jail because he felt like he'd lost his only friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh.
And like the guy who was the cop, like he had a difficult time recovering from that, and then eventually within a year quit doing it altogether because it was just fucking sad.
Yeah.
So like a fear of hurting somebody without intending to or without being fully conscious of your actions. Like I hadn't really thought about that one before because I think of myself as a fairly thoughtful person, but this guy did too.
Yeah, life's too complicated. That's why I was joking about Thanos, but it's so true. Like movies always make like good versus bad, but like life doesn't really work that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's less than 1% of people are like truly bad. Everyone else is just dealing with their own shit the best they can deal with. And a lot of them maybe don't have the perspective and end up hurting other people. But like a drug addict, like, yeah, it probably hurt tons of people, hurts the economy, maybe even drunk driving, like all that can fuck shit up. But like, he's not trying to do that. He's just trying to erase his demons or right. find a friend or find an escape or, you know, their perspective is so different. And Thanos, not a bad guy.
He's just trying to clear space, you know what I'm saying?
But he thinks the world's so fucked up, you know, he's just trying to make it better.
I mean, most people are just misunderstood at the end of the day, probably. So
yeah, and misunderstanding one thing because you still need responsibility for your actions once you're after 18. Like that's just how the world works right now. But yeah, not everyone's so good and bad. It's not so black and white. There's layers.
What about you, Matt?
It's an onion. Shrek quote, bro.
Oh, really? Never. That's crazy. I didn't know Shrek was a philosopher. That fucker didn't come up with the onion quote, you dummy.
I was just saying, brother. Damn. Brother,
kids these days probably have a Shrek shrine.
What is yours?
Probably like dying and saying like if I had to like look back on it and say, damn, I could have done that.
Well, welcome to life, because that's...
Yeah, I mean, like I just don't want to go in and then say I didn't give it my all, or like I didn't get to experience something. Or, like, the biggest one you hear is like, oh, you didn't get to enjoy like retirement because you died too early. Like, don't wait too long to go live your life.
Oh, like a regret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just go...
Like regretting life.
Yeah. Just don't want to... Like, you only have it once. I'm not guaranteed after life.
Maybe.
I'm not guaranteed tomorrow.
Maybe.
I'm not.
You may come back as a grasshopper.
Oh.
Maybe. But I don't know that. It's not for
sure. We don't know.
No, so it's like, sure. Why gamble on that versus live this to the best I can?
Yeah.
But then it's fueled by being afraid of, like, I might not wake up tomorrow. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I close those eyes. You're not guaranteed. I hop in that car. I'm not guaranteed going home. What they say? The biggest blessing is, like, coming home every day.
Like, or waking up every morning.
Yeah. Just, like, take every day as that blessing and like take it as like I might not see tomorrow and call it cool, but I don't want to like lay in bed and think like if God flashed the flashback in my eyes that I didn't make the most of my opportunities. Probably that.
I another podcast I listened to when I was driving, the podcast episode that I was listening to, I kind of recommend for everybody, really, because it's sort of in the vein of kind of regret and stuff. The podcast is called This Is Actually Happening, and the episode is called What If They Couldn't Wake Me Up? Mm. And it's the host of the show, and he's normally not on the show. He normally edits himself out. Somebody I know a little bit. In the beginning of this month, he had a seizure and had a 5+ hour loss of consciousness.
Oh, shit.
And experienced like his brain kind of coming back when he came out of the coma, and like how his thinking about things changed, and how disagreements and things that he'd had with people and family members and things were not that important anymore, and you know, trying to hold on to that feeling and stuff. I'd highly recommend it. It's one you probably want to listen to by yourself because it gets pretty emotional. Mm. But damn.
Like, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, big experiences always, for majority of folks, change your perspective on what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of how long you can kind of keep that momentum of it lasting or not. Because I think a lot of people have a similar thing to you, Matt, but then it's like you get caught up, man. Life's hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's shit to do.
There's a lot of shit to do. Yeah,
yeah.
I think
so, like
it's also easy to push off everything, like
it
oh
is.
One day
it is, but just the older you get, you know, you get responsibilities, and so like oh, am I gonna go surf the sunrise, or I gotta pay my taxes and I gotta sweep my floor and
yeah.
I got my dog and I got my kids and I got my business and I got my employees, you know. It's a hard balance to catch, and it's a hard like momentum to keep going in the back of your head when you get caught up with life.
Which is easy to do.
No, yeah. It's insanely.
Try not to get caught up too much.
You're young.
As I said, I do it when you're young, though, but you're only young once. Like, there's only one point in my life where, like, you're not going to have kids. You're not going to have those responsibilities.
Yeah.
Right as, like, we hit that time, now you, it's not me. It's a we thing. You have your wife. You have your dog, kids. So, like, do it when it's just me.
Yeah.
So, that's why it's like, right now, people are like, why are you, like, doing all that? It's the only time now in this chapter of my life where it's going to be
till the 1-incher builds a life.
One inch pinch, you know, it's only just me for a little bit, and then after that, like the rest of you're only like what, 70? Most people 70, right? It's like the average age, I think.
I mean, average, probably 60.
Probably 60?
Yeah.
So I'm almost cracked.
But that's with like child deaths and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if we call it 60, 65, what, I'm almost halfway there, and the rest of the half of my life will be a wee thing.
Your math needs some work, but yeah, you're getting older.
I'm almost halfway there, bro.
You're halfway to 48.
I said almost. I said almost.
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 Go spend some of your free will lifetime doing math.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, before it turns to wee,
yeah,
let me at least take advantage of the me part of it. You feel me?
I do.
Because then you got kids, and that's a whole thing.
Yes.
Then vacations get expensive. Shit. Shit.
Tell me about it.
Be like, I got to go to Hawaii. I got to drag 5 of them motherfuckers. That's now a $5,000 plane ticket.
I just don't have kids.
No, I know, but like,
I just solved your answer.
I want it in my dick, but like.
What?
What?
I said, oh, I want it deck. In the deck.
In the deck.
Of cold.
Okay. It sounded like you said, I want it in my dick.
That's yeah. what
I
heard. And he made too, a yeah. grab in a hog style motion.
Like, I want that in my deck.
My
of
paper isn't. My deck isn't like this.
Well, I tell you what, my one inch definitely ain't like that, dog. Trust me. It'd be like, but like, I want that to be in my deck of cards yourself. One day. So, like.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you know what
you
I mean?
Want kids.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
All right, sign off, okay. dude. Where can people find you?
Instagram, Matt Ogie.
No kids yet.
Definitely not.
IG, Sebastian_Brambilo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Good Company Discord if you want to get involved, like-minded community, early access to all our drops. I'm Silent Mike, where you want to find me. New episodes Wednesday and Friday.
I am at the Jim McDean on the social media. This show is 50% facts. We're presented as a word, and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts. This is Spreaker Prime Podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. We'll talk to you next week.
Hit the soundboard.